Well, today, Jefferson County, Alabama, with four cities, is weighing filing for bankruptcy. That would make it the largest county in the U.S. to do so. And tiny Central Falls, Rhode Island, population 19,000, did declare bankruptcy. The city's been in receivership for more than a year, and over the last month, the receiver has been negotiating with retired city workers, trying to get them to give up benefits. John Hill is staff reporter for the Providence Journal. John, in Central Falls, this math equation was pretty untenable. $80 million in unfunded pensions and benefits, and they take in only about $17 million in revenue. What do they need to come up with?
They don't need to come up with the $80 million right away, but they do need to come up with about $3.5 million to meet the obligations they have to their current retirees. And with a $17 million budget and about $22 million in expenses, they don't have the money.
And right now, what's promised to the 140 retired workers isn't outrageous. I mean, your paper found the biggest payment is just over $52,000 a year. That's to the widow of the fire chief who served 40 years. And by the way, these are people who didn't put into Social Security, so they have no other support. You know, what happens now?
Well, it kind of typifies the problem you have with Central Falls. With a budget of about between $16 to $17 million, there just isn't that much there. There was talk of trying to merge the police departments with surrounding areas, but then it was found out that their police officers are paid about $200 less a position a week than most other guys at the surrounding departments, so there wasn't an economy of scale there. You're talking about pensions that are about $600 a week for guys who max out at $50,000 a year. The police budget, salary budget, is $2.3 million a year. The fire budget, about $2 million. So even if you didn't pay all the police and fire for an entire year, you still would be short that $3.4 million.
Well, and so what does this declaring bankruptcy mean? What are some of the immediate tangible things that will happen?
There'll be an immediate effect on current workers because the receiver will have the ability to unilaterally impose new contracts on the unions that are there. And he is going to be imposing changes in the pension plan that he proposed at a meeting last week with about 106 retirees, cutting their pensions from 50% to 40% and increasing the amount of time you have to work.
And increasing the amount that they have to pay in.
Exactly, and increasing their co-pays for their after-retirement health insurance. What's going to be interesting about Central Falls is that all previous municipal bankruptcies have been able to find the savings through imposed new contracts in their current operating budgets. From lawyers I've talked to who've been tracking the admitted limited case law on this, is that it's not completely clear if you can go in and change pensions. That could be where this case makes some new law if it winds up going through.
Well, but what then? You know, the town is the most densely populated, maybe in the country. It's set on only 1.3 square miles. A recent survey showed property values had fallen 44%. A quarter of the people live in poverty. So it sounds like, you know, they have raised taxes in the past. It sounds like they can't do that again. It sounds like you're going to have 140 pensioners who may need more help from the state if they're not getting this small pension that was promised. Does this bankruptcy mean that maybe the city can borrow? You know, what happens?
The filing is going to make borrowing extremely problematic. Their bond rating is already, it's way below even junk status. No one's going to loan them money at this point.
So it sounds like in Central Falls, we've got to be looking at everything that can be closed, closing. Libraries, you know.
Which have already been closed. The receiver says he has a plan that he will be presenting within 30 days to the court. And if the court approves it, it would be put into effect. And this plan will supposedly put the city back on, make it able to function financially as a going concern.
Meanwhile, who do people blame?
There's a lot that can go around. The state cut aid to a city that really needed it, though they cut it to everybody. And the city did not make its annual required contributions for several years. There was a certain amount of money that had to be put in every year, and this goes back years. Rather than put in the money they needed, they would, which would require raising taxes, they held off. I talked to a former city clerk who was at the meetings, and she said they were always going to make it up the next year. The irony of this is that Rhode Island has a law that requires companies to make contributions to their pension funds, but government isn't required to meet the same standard.
John Hill, with the Providence Journal. Thanks so much.
No problem.